my turkeys. Corey Vincent is back. I'm home in the VGB studios from my journeys. I think I'm home for the rest of the year. I'm so excited. The man who held it all down and gets more and more comfortable as it goes on. David Webb, what is up?
What's going on, everybody?
Compliments to the chef, dude.
Thank you.
You did a great job again. That's two you've hosted and thoroughly entertaining, and you feel so comfortable. What's changed, my friend?
I don't think. I go up there, I don't remember what I say when it's over.
You know, it's noticeable.
Yeah. That's how good it is. I just talk.
The student's becoming the master. If there's anything I've taught you the last 8 years, it's don't think.
Yeah.
Never think. She thinks too much, I think.
It's because I'm a Ravenclaw.
You know...
That's true.
Okay. Well, you are a Ravenclaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
I'm
a
wearing
textbook
my Ravenclaw cardigan today. Because of this conversation we had.
We did have a conversation with Curtis...
Hufflepuff's in the house. What's
yeah,
going on,
boy.
Man?
So you finally broke down and you watched your first Harry Potter.
Hey.
Yeah, well, my first Harry Potter like titled movie, but the first Harry Potter related movie was Fantastic Beasts last week.
Okay.
And
okay.
Fantastic Beasts 2 last week.
What do you think? Are you getting into this whole world of Harry Potter now? Are you being converted to a pothead?
Potterhead is the term.
I know what I said.
Harry that response. Anyway.
I'm curious, so I'm going down the road more. I wouldn't call myself like a convert yet, but like I'm super interested and you know, I'm learning about it and you know, Emma and you guys are all kind of telling me more and more stuff. So
you did the test to see what house you were in. Did you do the test to find out what your Patronus is?
Yes.
What's your Patronus?
I don't remember.
You know, okay. This is a weird one because you don't know what a Patronus is yet.
No.
That's true.
Because I haven't gotten there.
But think of it as your spirit animal.
My spirit animal. Yeah. Oh, let me look it up. Okay. I have it in here. I screenshot.
Corey's,
anyway.
Yours is the craziest one.
Why?
Because and Emma, you know way more about the lore than I do.
Did you say the Lord?
Lore.
The lore.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
I might.
Potentially.
Does anybody ever have a dragon as a Patronus? Have you heard of that? Because Corey's a Hufflepuff with a dragon for a Patronus.
Yeah.
Who else has a dragon?
Like when they first put out the Patronus test earlier this year or last year, people got dragons.
No. I mean in the wizard.
In the book?
In the books.
Well, we don't know everybody's Patronus. We only
know
a few people's Patronus.
I'm just saying.
You're supposed to salmon?
Yeah. Oh, salmon. You know what?
And my last name is Fisher, so I guess that matches.
You don't know who she is, but Luna Lovegood, the actress who played her, she got a salmon. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think she retook it because she was like, no.
I got the best Patronus ever.
What's yours?
Can you imagine? There's like a big battle going on. A lot of Dementors. You're hype. You're getting ready to cast this big spell to banish all these people. And a little fucking hedgehog comes running out to you. I got a hedgehog.
Mine?
A goddamn hedgehog. And it's my favorite thing in the world.
Mine's a sparrow.
Love it.
Nice. That's pretty dope.
I enjoy being a huff and stuff. You thought I was going to be one of the bad guys.
Not bad guys, just Slytherin, yeah.
Hufflepuffs are particularly good finders.
I think that makes sense for me.
So Slytherin focuses a lot on like ambition and cunning. And
shrewd leadership and...
Obviously, leave that part out. I was just going to say, that's more you. I mean, you're ambitious, cunning, like social engineering.
I like how you're buttering me up, but then at the end of the day, I'm still the bad guy.
I can see that.
You're in the house where the most bad people come from.
We're not going to stick on this too long because I know people don't love when we talk about Harry Potter. But
fuck it, it's a Harry Potter podcast now.
I will say we had this conversation earlier this week about Slytherin and stuff.
Oh, I want to talk about having that conversation, too.
Slytherin is not evil. You're not inherently evil.
They're not inherently evil.
Right. Slytherin. What I will say is a lot of evil people are drawn to Slytherin because those evil people that go out and do horrible things are ambitious and cunning and shrewd and have a higher sense of self-preservation. Like, those traits are attracted to that house. Being in that house does not make you evil, though.
To be fair... The Salazar Slytherin
is a horrible, evil person.
He's basically the Hitler of wizards. He believed that only people who are pure blood wizards meaning that they have a mom and dad, and their mm-hmm. whole family line have been witches and wizards. Mm-hmm. They should only be the ones to be educated. They should only be the ones that have magic. Anybody who is muggle-born, so they're like the first witch or wizard in the family, mm-hmm. or anybody who's half-witch, half-wizard, mm-hmm. should be expelled and
oh, wow.
excommunicated from the community.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of more Harry Potter movies to watch.
Yeah, you do.
I'll let you guys know
how I'm going to say is the books and the movies glorify Gryffindors and vilify Slytherins, and there's more to it.
Okay. It's because Gryffindors are awesome, Gryffindors and they usually awesome. Save the okay. day.
That's okay. a very Gryffindor okay. thing to say. For the love of God, can we move on?
Yes. It is almost Thanksgiving, and there's a lot to be thankful for. One of the things I'm most thankful for is that Sacramento has a place where you can get comics and coffee. That is called Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and or coffee. If you listen to the last episode, which David Webb hosted, he had a star-studded panel of Emma Skies and LB, the owner of Oblivion, and it's a great show. You should listen to that one. Also, we got to give a shout-out to our boys at Mainframe GG. It's that time of the year. You could see Curtis and David Webb are wearing their Mainframe gear. Christmas time. If you want to get that gamer in your life something special, you want them to dress a little bit better, but you don't want to tell them to their face, you can just go to mainframe.gg and pick some of those cool clothes. And then who else we got?
Vast.
GG. Yeah, they pay David money, and he works with them, and they hook us up with the latest and greatest in social media trends. And if you are a streamer and you want to build your brand, you got to reach out to Vast. Before we get going, just a shout out. We're about 7 minutes into the podcast, and I wanted to read a nice little review we got on iTunes, because we've been doing this lately, and it's been like you guys actually poured out. We got a few more 5-star ratings, and we shot up from a 4.5 to a 5.0 over the last week. And here's a really good one. It says, hardly relevant. Listen to a few episodes, and now I think they talk about video games at most 1/8 of the time.
I like it.
All right.
Did they only listen to episodes where I wasn't here?
Probably. I think they heard the Prince episode.
Oh my god.
And just wrote that one. Although I tuned in the other week, and you guys were talking about some weird stuff.
What cracks
and
me up,
we were in the after show though when you came in.
Is you and chat when it was the after show, it was the last show, the Saturday one.
We're talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah, we talked about Harry Potter for a while. It was good.
And Corey comes in to the after show and he goes, oh, so you guys can talk about Harry Potter, but when I spend an hour talking about Prince, it's a problem. Our Harry Potter discussion was not the podcast.
Point taken. I'll read 1 5-star. This was an amendment review, which is the best kind.
Oh, like a retraction?
It was a retraction.
We have a retraction.
It was a 3-star from Pratt Gamer. And he since updated it to 5 stars.
Oh.
Absolutely terrific. Been listening around 4 years now, and I feel like part of the family every time I tune in.
Hey.
Only podcast I've listened to consistently ever. These guys deserve all of the recognition in the world. I may leave for a while, but when I come back, it's amazing to be reunited with the community. I highly suggest this podcast for anyone who wishes to be involved in the video game community and create positive friendships and bonds with other avid gamers. Thank you guys for all you've done to help me in my life. All
right, now, straight up, who are you and what did you do at Pratt Gamer?
I'll tell you what happened.
Are you okay?
Did
somebody threaten you?
Yeah, it was me. I called him out on my stream.
Yes!
He popped into my stream last week. I was like, Pratt, what the hell is up with that review?
The last sentence. Thank you guys for all you've done to help me in my life and to keep me entertained for years. Your friend, Pratt Gamer.
Hey. I didn't call him out like that.
Pratt, I mean,
I love the guy. Like, that was so nice. I had to call it out. That was like the most heartfelt. Incredible. It was so cool. Like, then that, I don't know.
It's not exactly what I told you to write, but it's fine. That's close enough.
I read it and I was blown away that came from this guy. He's one of the guys who dominates our Discord server. If you guys want to hang out with us on the regular, well, not Emma because she muted the server, but
hell yeah, I did.
The rest of us kind of check and pop into that server. You can hang out with us and other cool dudes like Special Cases and keep in contact with VGB. You can take us with you everywhere.
In your pocket.
Oh, that's our show, everybody. We're going to cut it off early so we can get our Thanksgiving turkey on. Oh, no!
Oh, snap. I would have been so fine with that.
Me too.
I have so much to do.
I was really hoping to give you guys the day off, but unfortunately.
Now he's going to blame the podcast gods.
No, you can never blame the podcast gods. Yeah.
I am podcast atheist.
Have you met the podcast lords? You're a podcast atheist?
I'm a podcast atheist. I think some asshole sits behind that computer with a button.
Whoa! Conspiracy theories over here.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, Emma.
Next thing you know, she's going to be saying the moon landing was fake. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where we go round robin.
It wasn't fake. It's just made out of cheese.
And what we're doing is paying our respects to the podcast gods. We'll start with Curtis. What you been playing, man?
Man, NBA 2K, Mario Kart, Mario Party, because I just bought that today and got my green and yellow Joy-Cons. Let's go. And some Street Fighter, which I was also just playing before.
I'm glad you broke it up. You're like Mario Party, Mario Kart, yeah. Mario Street Fighter, Mario Dance Party. Like, I know, you're right? In the Mario world, games, dude.
Man, I'm a Mario fool right now. Actually, I'm about to really be a Mario fool here in 2 weeks because Smash is finally. I got the day off, too. Oh, my goodness.
You took
goodness.
The day off.
Bro, are you kidding me? Me and my crew, we doing a Smash Party, bro.
Oh, that's going to be so good. What are you thinking about it? Because now, like Nairo just released on Monday a bunch of videos. I guess he had, like, a bunch of hours yep. with the game and did a bunch of like exclusive content. He actually got to break down King K. Rool.
Yes, he did.
And he made a tier list. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking of all these?
First of all, let me only speak favorably of my favorite Smash Bros. Player, Nairo. Anything that Nairo says personally, I mean, like, is of value. I value his experience and everything. Personally, I still feel like even a few hours, like, we know how much a meta can change once a game comes out. And then matchups and then all this other stuff. So I still feel like it's too early to call a lot of that stuff definitive. But I can at least say with his competitive experience and then what he's seeing now, that still gives us an idea of, you know, what we can expect when we all get our hands on it.
Are there anything that he said or characters you're a little more interested in that you weren't before?
I think this is going to be the Smash Bros. Where I really play a bunch of different characters. Like, I usually stick around, like, my mains and stuff and, you know, just, like, you know, trying to stay ready for just sharpening my skills or competitions because I'm actually entering Genesis this year coming up.
Hey, let's go. Yeah, you need a doubles partner, right?
Do I have a doubles partner? I'm doing doubles.
I'll try out.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, let's get it. I'm definitely going to play a bunch of people. I'm looking at even though he doesn't look great, Fox looks fun. Obviously, I'm going to play Ken. I'm going to play Incineroar, and I never play Pokemon characters.
That's funny you mention that, because at the Twitch party that I was at, I hung out with Void.
Oh, no, dude. Big Sheik player. Don't tell me that. Oh, I love Void.
Void is sick, dude. Oh, he's one of my favorites. He, that's the first thing I asked him, like, so how's Sheik looking?
Yeah.
And he says he says even though a lot of people are putting Sheik high on their tier list,
yeah,
he doesn't see it that way. He thinks that he's going to have to switch. And I said, well, who's looking good?
Yeah.
Incineroar was like one of the first ones he said. That was super random.
What? Hey, whatever Void and Nairo do, I'll do, and I will admit that. Like, that's gospel to me.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think like what you said, Shu, no matter who you are, good or bad, like, you can put together a tier list, but until the game comes out and somebody labs something that nobody has seen yet, it's going to take a lot more wait and see, I think.
Yep.
David Webb, what you been playing, man?
Overwatch.
Hey.
You're back.
I'm back.
How you doing?
You know what? I feel like the hours and every day playing it, actually feel like improving.
Wait, you say practice makes you better?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. The more time you put into something, the better you get at it, folks.
Groundbreaking
stuff
that you get here on Video Game Bang.
your review.
Right. Throwing some gamer subs and then who knows how good you can be.
I know.
Ironically, so I've been playing, I've been streaming over on Sliver.tv, and my slots are usually between 8 and 9 and then go to like 10 or 11. So it's too late to play comp. I don't play comp that late unless I have at least one other person to queue up with. So I've been bouncing between Quick Play and Mystery Heroes. And I like Mystery Heroes because I like being able to just start rotating and learning new characters. And one character I played that I really like now is Symmetra. So if I'm doing a defense map, then I'll roll with Symmetra. And the only thing I can't get with her is the teleporters.
Yeah, that's a little hard. And there's a lot of ways to, like, cheese those teleporters, too. Like,
yeah.
You can throw the teleporter on top of a turret or something, and it makes it super fucking hard to blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That... A good Symmetra, like, it's like a cheese character.
Yeah.
Once you master the cheese, you'll, like, frustrate the hell out of anybody in that game.
Somebody in chat, because you could throw turrets through the teleporters. So somebody in chat was telling me, if you're going up against an Orisa, you can throw your teleporter up and put the other teleporter behind the Orisa shield, throw your turret through that, and it teleports behind the Orisa, and they can't really, they have to turn around and do something about it.
Someone jumped in the Discord and said you had to ban a 9-year-old kid or something?
Yeah! Like
you had some troll problems?
I banned it. Well, okay, I think you have to be at least 13 to be on yes. Twitch. Also, he said something about needing fat material. I was like, nope, oh. Nope.
Whoa!
Nope, ban. I want none of that.
Are you telling me you've never dealt with that in your stream before?
No, my stream's never been big enough to deal with that. I need to start thinking about mods
That's
at this point.
Crazy. What would that be like to have children come into your stream and talk about masturbation? What?
Okay, okay,
what a
hang
wild
on.
Wild concept.
Emma, I see where you're going with this.
Emma, being a man is hard. On the internet, especially.
I see where you're going with this, and it's not because I'm a man and you're a woman. It's because I had a total of 3 people at most in my chat before, and 2 of them were bots. So,
and it's a lot easier to ban bots.
It's a lot easier because they don't fight back.
Yep.
So that was the problem. And now
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Now because of Sliver, I'm like, yeah, I have a lot more people.
Emma Skies, what have you been playing?
I did some Overwatch today.
Hey. Whoa, you're back at it too. Back on the horse.
Yeah, I did. We did like a 4-hour Overwatch stream for a little bit.
Nice.
I'll probably do some more on Friday because we got that big stream that I'm doing. But other than that, Spyro.
Okay. How are we liking Spyro? Is it still everything
it's
you
so
hoped it could be?
Good.
It's only like, so I was surprised. I went to the store today. It was like $30.
It's $40.
$40.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's $40. I got 120% of the way through the first game. I 100% of the second game. I am on to the third game. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
You destroy games. Like, you absorb them.
This is weird because I would say I usually don't, but it's like, I guess I do now. I don't. There was a period of time for most of my life as a gamer where I didn't 100% games. And I have gotten to a point where, like, if I really, really, really like a game, 100% it. And I think it's gotten to the point where, like, I'm only buying games that I really like. So it just seems like every game that I play, I'm 100%ing.
Are you playing more now, though, than you ever have before at the same time?
Probably because of streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that depends. I don't know. Actually, I want to take that back because I'm not sure about that. Because the problem with that is that because I do full playthroughs on stream, I can only play when I'm streaming, so I can't decide to play at 8 p.m. and right. then play all the way through the night and stop at 4 or 5 in the morning because I'm like, well, shit, I have to wait till I can stream it, so I can only do right. it in like 4 or 5 hour chunks of time. Sports. Which is why I did that accidental 11-hour stream last week.
Speaking of streams, there's some big stuff going on in the Emma Skies cosplay realm. You're actually going to start selling prints. Is that right?
I am. I have a print store opening up. Thank you for the promo opportunity. I have a print store opening up this Friday, November 23rd, on Black Friday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will have prints available for sale. And it is benefiting my dog because I have some massive, crazy vet bills for my dog who needs surgery.
What's the full story with that? Because you're also going to be pairing that up with a stream too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I also have an extended marathon stream on Friday that we're doing at the same time for the same thing. I'm raising money for my dog's vet bills. She has so if you've been on my stream, you probably know my dog Millie, but she has what's called like a luxating patella, which means that one of her knees cannot stay in place. Ooh. If there's a slight breeze, that thing pops right out. So it does hurt her. We figured out that she is in pain because of it, and that's why she's limping. So we're kind of trying to expedite the time frame of it. But yeah, they basically have to go in, cut open her leg, take the socket that her kneecap fits into, and they have to shave that down further so that they can't fall out.
Mm. Wow. Ooh, well, that's rough. If anybody listening to this would like to help out Emma Skies, you can check out her Twitch, twitch.tv/EmmaSkies, this weekend for the marathon stream, and then that print store. You know, we got to buy one of those and get it on our wall of cosplay.
Oh, yeah, let me know which one you want, and I'll just print an extra one.
We're
buying it. We have to. And if anybody in this stream right now would like to contribute, if you do the tip feature in VGB until further notice, the money will go to Millie. So anybody?
Oh, thank you. You guys don't have to do that.
Why
of course
not?
We do.
What are we gonna? We don't need money. It's a season of giving. Aww, season of thanks.
Thank you.
Let's get Millie's knee right.
Millie appreciates it.
So let's do that. But we gotta finish pleasing the satisfying the, to oh, completion yes. the podcast.
Corey, what you playing?
I've been playing.
What did you just say? Wait, can we go back to what the fuck did you just say?
Nope. Thanks, pass it, Emma.
I didn't explain this to you in the rules. Have you guys not been reading your podcast God Bible?
No.
It straight up says, like, page 300 that you need to satisfy the podcast gods to completion.
Okay, just want to make sure I heard that right.
Emma, I had us past this. Like, we weren't going to have to live through it.
I didn't.
I had to relive the trauma, huh?
We were in glaze
what
through
this. What you
been
this. Playing?
I've been playing Call of Duty.
There we go.
Crickets. Literal crickets.
I have a solution for that. Hold on.
No.
Be careful. Emma limits those.
Yeah. Oh, does she?
Yeah. Yeah. Right,
how many do I get?
I think you get two more. She'll punch you.
All right, that's it. You cannot use that again.
Spinning them all
she'll
in one
she'll
place,
get up during
huh?
the show and punch you.
Cannot.
So I didn't do Blackout. I just went straight into multiplayer today. Because, like, you guys, I knew you guys were going to be here in, like, 45 minutes. I didn't want to, like, start any more Overwatch games because I feel like I'm in that space where I'm just getting wrecked and mad.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go into the show with a negative headspace, so I went into Call of Duty. And really fun. Like, I forgot what it's like to play a game where the kills don't matter. Like, winning had no impact on my life. Neither did losing. Like, it was just pure mind-numbing action, running through, jumping, shooting, sliding, calling attack dogs, helicopters. Like, nothing matters in that game. Yeah. And I love that. Because in Overwatch, every death, like, hurts.
Yeah.
You get, you know, your six gets ready, you organize an attack, and then a widow snipes your face off right before you can go in there.
Oh my god.
Then everyone's mad at you, and it's like, all right, now we need to wait 15 seconds for this idiot to respawn and come back because he was peeking. This game, no. Doesn't fucking matter.
No. You just peek all you want.
Yeah, peek. Do whatever you want. And if you lose, all right, you queue up in 30 seconds and you do it again.
Do it again.
I forgot how addicting it can be to just constantly unlock new stuff as you level.
Okay.
I haven't experienced this in years. So
no
I'm like
sprays.
It's double XP weekend right now. Okay. So like I was just jumping every level and you feel good because it's like two times Kingslayer, double kill, headshot. Like I felt like testosterone. Like,
are Call of Duty wins the participation trophies of the gaming world?
Yes.
I think the best thing about this game is like I'm becoming like I'm getting hair on my chest again. Thank you so much, Pocket Asian, for gifting a sub to Emma Skies in the Twitch chat. If you're in the podcast and you listen to this week in, week out, hang out with us on twitch.tv/videogamebang. You can interact. You can ask us questions like Lost Sheep, Ceramic Dragon, Pret Gamers. We shouted him out earlier, Goliath. So we really appreciate all that. And let's move on to our next segment. Here we go.
Emma.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, I forgot about this one.
Is telling the news.
Why does that last as long as it does?
That's what she said. Good night, everybody. I'm out.
Got it. Oh, wait. I can't use the air horn.
Does she, though?
Yeah, it's.
I can't use the air horn.
No, it's literally.
Oh, God.
But
But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers.
That's the substitute horn.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys.
I know what it means.
Yeah.
Hate it. Okay. Couple things. I'm definitely not stalling for time while I open up my notes.
Oh, don't worry about it. We got nothing better to do.
Speaking of games that nobody likes, coming out of Call of Duty, Fallout 76.
Oh, snap.
Did this fail? I feel like I've been gone forever, so I don't know. Was this?
This is a bit of an interesting news story because it sounds one way, but isn't necessarily that way. So the headline that is everywhere is that physical sales of Fallout 76 are down 80% from Fallout 4.
Okay.
So bad. It's not really that bad.
Physical sales. So this was mostly purchased online, though. It came with a bundle and everything.
So here's the thing. It's only in the UK. It's only retail copies for a game that is online only.
Okay.
And so there was an 82.4% drop in sales of physical copies in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so the headline that I was very happy about was that Spyro outsold Fallout 76 technically in this sense. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
So legitimately, like, sale for sale, download for download, did Spyro outsell Fallout?
Oh, physical copies.
Just in the UK.
I wouldn't have been totally surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, no. It's interesting, though, because if you look more into it, it's really not that bad. Because there are also, you think about the fact that digital sales are outselling physical sales year after year. That gap is actually getting bigger as digital sales become more of a thing. And I want to share with you two other headlines, which are Black Ops 4 sales have tripled those of the previous game.
Wow.
And the same story, Black Ops 4 physical sales are down 50% from World War II.
So this probably this has a lot to do with a few things. This one is not so surprising because this is the first time it's been on Battle.net for a Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
And they really scored huge points when they made blackout modes so successful.
Yeah.
And they captured the attention of the esports players and a lot of the hardcores who do play on the PC.
Yeah.
So for the morbid curiosity, I definitely saw it picking up on digital just because of Battle.net and the new influx of PC players alone.
For sure.
And then you still have the console people who are just going to buy Call of Duty
because it's
what they do. They can't function unless they have the new Call of Duty.
You can't have a console without Call of Duty.
Exactly.
No, you can.
What about Red Dead compared to Call of Duty? Because I thought I saw a tweet from a reputable source saying that Call of Duty actually outsold Red Dead.
No. You know what? I don't actually know, but I would be incredibly surprised to see that.
Huh.
Can
we get the fact checkers out there.
Somebody wants to fact check that. Yeah. But my point there being that those two headlines were the same story at the same time. You know, it's the same information that Call of Duty Black Ops 4 outsold all of the previous three games. Mm-hmm. And it also had a 50% drop in physical sales, which sounds bad. So this whole Fallout 76 has an 80% drop in sales and physical sales in the UK really can't mean that much.
Well, but also I read that the Metacritic score for Fallout 76 is like a 6.7 out of 10.
Yeah. And the audience score is way lower.
Yeah. It's not necessarily like a monetary failure, but I feel like it is like a consumer failure.
Oh, absolutely. Like, people fucking hate this game.
People do not like this game. Which, like, I was about to buy it. Like, I was about to buy it day one, and then I heard a lot of reviews, so I waited. I'm really glad I waited, because I don't know if I'm going to buy it, to be honest.
Somebody figured out how to crash the servers.
I did see that.
You can crash the servers if you launch three nukes at once, apparently.
I'm always glad when that happens. Like, that they are so ambitious with those explosions that it can actually break the game. So it takes three of them.
Well, the thing that they were trying to do is, I guess what had happened was that somebody launched, this group launched a nuke, and it spawned an adversary, like the biggest, toughest adversary in Fallout 76, the Scorch Queen.
Super, okay.
Scorch Beast Queen, something like that. And so they realized that launching a nuke triggered this timed event. And they wanted to see if it, you know, if we do more nukes, does more happen? No, you just fucking crash the game.
Damn.
So let's make a little fun out of this. Best-selling games of October 2018 in the United States.
Okay.
This is from VentureBeat. And let's see if you guys could figure out. Just let's go around and see how many you guys can get. So, Curtis, what do you think?
October?
Yeah, October. What do you think the best-selling games were?
Didn't Red Dead come out this month?
Number two. Made the most money.
No, wait. No.
That was what? Number two on the list.
Number two on the list. Okay.
Yeah. There's a list here of it's got 20. I just want to see how many you guys can get.
Are you looking at a list of games that made money in October?
Best-selling games of October 2018 in the U.S.
Did Assassin's Creed come out in October?
Number three.
Boom. Did Black Ops 4 come out in early October?
This is just the best-selling games. It could have came out in 1969 if a shitload of people bought it.
Forsaken?
No.
No? Okay.
Fortnite?
Didn't count Fortnite. I think it's a free game. So it's okay. Counting like the purchases. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So not revenue, but purchases. Yeah. Okay.
So we got Call of Duty Black Ops, number one. Red Dead Redemption, number two. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, number three. What do you think could be in number four?
Curtis. I don't know what the fuck else
came out. So Spider-Man had to be number one then, right?
No, he just said no. Black Ops 4 was number one. No,
Spider-Man number eight on the list.
Spider-Man number eight. Yeah. Okay.
Number eight, yeah. Okay.
This is just games that sold in October, not that released in October necessarily.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it because of the hype.
Number four, Curtis? You're letting your whole thing down. NBA 2K19.
NBA 2K, okay.
You're the man. That's your game, bro. Okay. It's doing well.
I think because I play it on the Switch and I forget that like I'm the only one that does besides me. David Webb.
Your player base is growing. You get all these noobs coming in just crush.
NBA is growing, so 2K is growing.
Number five, another Curtis game, Mario Party 5.
Let's get it.
No, I don't know why it's Mario Party. Yeah, Mario Party at number five. Yeah. Soul Calibur number six, FIFA 19 number seven, Spider-Man still making money at number eight, Madden, y'all got that Madden at number nine, and WWE 2K19. So the casuals still run everything, guys.
Casuals
run the world.
Of course they do. Always.
So I'm not surprised to see Black Ops take a leap over Red Dead in October, because didn't it come out like weeks earlier?
Yeah.
So it had a lot more sale time in October.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So maybe, yeah. Okay. I'll give you that one. So like you said in your story, people just can take the numbers and tell whatever story they want to.
Right.
Basically.
So yeah, somebody could be like, Black Ops sold way more copies than Red Dead in October. Because it had an extra 3 weeks of sale. Because
it was available for like 2 days in October. Right. These are some more surprising ones, though. Number 16, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Holy hell.
Still making that money.
I buy it.
Mario Kart 8, number 15.
Nice.
Mario Odyssey at 17.
Whoa.
Diablo 3 at 18.
Not Diablo Immortal. That's not on that list.
No.
Diablo 3, that came out on the Switch recently, didn't it?
Yeah.
I see that resurgence. Had bundles.
And them Switchy sales. Yeah. And then Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 19. So
best reviewed game.
I don't know what that says about the status of the video game market right now.
That casuals run this thing.
I guess casuals just run everything.
Yeah, man.
What else we got, Emma?
So, you know, going off of that digital sales kind of a thing, Microsoft is reportedly thinking of making a little discless Xbox One.
I saw that headline and I immediately thought, oh, rip Emma.
No.
She just won't buy it.
Yeah, because it's not instead of
a
regular Xbox One. It's in addition to.
Okay.
So the idea is that they're going to make an Xbox One that doesn't have a disc drive, but it's going to be significantly cheaper. It's going to be $200 is the rumored price point
right now.
Okay.
What? No.
$200.
What's the original price?
$400 or $350 for an Xbox One S, right?
So, yeah.
So I don't know why taking out a disc tray gives you an extra $150.
Optical drives, you mass buy those things for the guy. At the most, they're costing them $20.
Maybe, yeah. So is that what it's gonna be? Is it gonna be a discless Xbox One S or one? Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't make the other one. They don't make anything pre S anymore.
No, I meant like 1X or 1S. Like,
oh, 1S.
What specs is it going to have?
1S. Okay. So, Lost Sheep in chat has already given it a thumbs down because he likes discs, which is totally fine. So do I. And you can continue to use them. You just don't have to buy this cheaper console. And in consideration with this, or in association with this, they are reportedly considering a disc-to-digital program in which you could essentially take in a disc, get a digital code, and be on your way.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm glad they're addressing that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. I don't know that I understand the logistics and how that would all work out. Would it only be first party Microsoft games? Because you can only do it at Microsoft Store. Can it be anything? Can you take it to a GameStop? Like what? Because we discussed earlier this year when we were talking about there was some sort of trade-in option and you had to do it at a Microsoft Store and there's like 12 in the US. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. For their monthly setup
right.
that they had. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you guys remember when actual full desktop PCs stopped including disk drives?
I hate it. I remember. Mad.
I remember being fucking upset Apple. For a minute. Yep. I was upset for like 30 seconds. Then I was like, oh shit, I guess like... why do I need a disk anyways?
It's just technology. I mean, like we don't have floppy drives anymore. HD DVD didn't win out and then we had DVD and then Blu-ray. I mean, it's just the way that things are going. Now, we don't want to get to the point where that's the only option because, we don't own the content, but we own the license for the content and we own the physical thing. So if your servers crash or you decide that I don't deserve to have access to it anymore, I've got my backup copy.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. So, and for people like Emma who don't have the internet speed connection that it takes to not only download the content and the additional content, but also sometimes to even we're so dependent on the internet, but there's certain things that we shouldn't need to be, and it is the content that we buy the license for to use.
I thought when I was getting mad over this, when these desktop computers, and then they start taking them out of laptops too,
mm-hmm.
the thing that got me was like, oh, but where am I going to play my CDs?
Right.
But now when I think about it in 2018, I'm like, well, when would I ever listen to a CD anyway?
Yeah, right. You have your Zune.
Yeah, I have a Zune now.
I forgot to bring my Zune.
Yeah, so, I mean, are we going to feel the same way in 3 or 4 years that this shouldn't have even been an issue because none of us are going to use discs? They're going to be so obsolete.
I don't know. What bothers me is, like, I don't want if my Xbox gets stolen or broken, I don't want to lose my entire fucking game library and then hope that, you know, Microsoft is going to have all my shit on there and I can just re-download it. And then I have to download how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of data.
True.
Again.
Yeah.
I just like my physical. I mean, it's one of those things that I know that I'm very quickly becoming the minority on it because people like digital.
Yeah.
But I am a voice for those of us that don't have good internet.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's you're letting your circumstances rule.
Which is, I think, appropriate because it's not like it's just me or it's just a few people. There are a lot of people all over just the U.S. that don't have the internet to deal with this.
It's convenient.
You go to Australia, to New Zealand, there's entire countries that can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we know for the companies it's convenient because the less that they have to, less expenses for physical material, then the more money back in their pockets. But the other side of it is like for the consumer, we're thinking about like value. So when I'm done with this game, I can go trade this game in. And even if I get $5, at least it's $5 towards my next game.
Yeah.
And someone might still be interested in that. I'm dealing with the Switch. I have like 3 games that I have to do cartridges with. And I'm like, dang, this sucks. I got to pop the cartridge out and pop it back in. And then I'm thinking, but you know what? At the same time, I can probably get $10 back for this game. And it's better than getting nothing for a digital download that I'll never play again.
Or if I want to lend a game to a friend, or if I want to borrow a game from a friend, if I want a game installed on multiple devices, if I want... There are multiple accounts on the Xboxes in my house.
Okay.
And it's like, I'll go to start a game and it's like, well, you're not the one that purchased this, so you need to sign into that account, play the game, and then sign back into your account.
Yeah. I think we're going like just a time machine. We went through all this with music.
We did.
Mm-hmm. We went through how am I going to let my friend listen to my CD if everything's on my iTunes account? How
do you?
YouTube.
No, here's how. Everybody just has some sort of subscription service. You either have Spotify.
Exactly, but the answer there is you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you let your friend listen to your CDs? You don't.
You don't need to.
You can't.
Because everyone has their own.
Yeah.
You can go to YouTube.
Or Spotify, you just share your playlist.
The other thing is, if we get to a point where we go full digital, I want to see the price of games drop.
Never go full digital.
I know, right?
If we get to a point where you no longer manufacture physical media, I want to see that price drop.
If the overhead goes down, then the cost should go down.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah. It's not. What's like?
It's like the fucking textbook industry.
Like, or like audiobooks. Yeah, audiobooks like, are so expensive.
Heck expensive.
They'll be more expensive than just going out and buying the regular book. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Osmond says that's like saying ebooks should be cheaper. Yeah.
They should.
They should actually.
Yeah.
There's no. You don't have to pay for storing it. You don't have to pay for printing it. You don't have to pay for none of that.
There's
stuff.
No brick and mortar that you have to like. That has to take a cut, so you have to raise the price to get right. a profit. Like, no.
But,
that's what I'm saying. If we're going to go full digital, I want to see those fucking prices drop. They're not gonna. I realize that. I realize I had to spend $400 on a loose leaf textbook in college. I'm still mad about it. You know, that's the thing. Loose leaf textbooks.
Yeah. I had a class where it wasn't, it was just like plastic wrapped. And I had to go buy a binder and then stick it in the binder because it was like hole punch.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
They sell it to you. I'm going to get mad about this for a second. They sell it to you like it's a better option because you don't have to bring your whole textbook to class. You can just take out the pages that you need.
Yeah. And then you
bitch, you better bind and cover my book if you're going to sell it to me for $400.
And then do you, have you ever tried to go sell that loose leaf book back?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. You're like, no, we can't take this. It's loose leaf. What the fuck? You just sold it to me. All right.
This is so off topic, but I wanted to say that.
It's relevant.
Fucking college.
Damn it, it's relevant.
Games should be cheaper if we're not paying for physical media to bring it back around.
Stay in school, kids.
Don't stay in school. School fucking sucks.
What else we got, Emma?
I don't know. What am I talking about? College. No, we'll take a quick detour away from games for a minute and see if I can get myself back on track. We got a Birds of Prey title.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the longest title ever.
Oh. Is this a movie or is this one of the TV shows?
Movie. It's a movie.
Okay.
With Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So what do we got?
She posted on her Instagram a picture of the script, and it's called Birds of Prey, The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Okay. I get exactly. So it's done that intentionally. It's going to be, they're going with that Guardians of the Galaxy funny type of thing, right?
What do you mean Guardians?
Is that the real title?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Or Guardians of the Galaxy
no,
2.
No, it just means that it's trying to be funny.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no, yeah, okay. It's trying to be funny and it's trying to have a comically long name. So it'll tell you more about the movie itself.
What concerns me, and this was brought up in the article I read about it, is that it's going to be too focused on Harley Quinn. And it's not going to be focused on like the actual Birds of Prey.
Right. That is the feeling that I got from it, especially I think it's going to be focused heavily on Harley Quinn, and I think it's going to be about separating her from the Joker.
Which because is the storyline.
Yeah, because they spent so much time in Suicide Squad building up their relationship that this whole movie is going to be about separating that.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me for a Harley Quinn movie.
Right. But not a Birds of Prey movie.
Interesting choice for a Birds of Prey movie.
Because aren't they doing a Harley Quinn movie?
I thought they
greenlit one. I'm wondering if maybe they're just making that this instead.
That sucks.
The last time DC did this, we got to where we were today.
True.
The last time they did this, we were supposed to get Man of Steel 2, and I wasn't the biggest fan of Man of Steel 1, but it just needed some better editing, and I probably would have been okay with it. But then we were supposed to get number two, and I was like, okay, cool. I get to give it another shot. Let's give it a go. And then, hey, everybody, we got a surprise for you. Lights dim. Here we go. Here goes the Superman sign, and then here comes the bat wings behind it. And I'm like, no, don't do this. Don't do this. Not right now. And they did it anyway. And then we got here. So that's my problem with it. She was supposed to get her. Give her her movie.
Yeah.
And let it be her movie and do it right and focus on her and give her the attention. Don't rush it and then put other characters in it and then make it Justice League or Batman v Superman all over again. But with them, all of those characters deserve their time. I love Black Canary. Love Black Canary. Let her have her actual time and Huntress.
What would have made more sense, I think, for this is if they'd done a Gotham City Sirens movie like this.
Mm, okay. There you go.
Because Harley Quinn's original comic, like her solo comic run from the 90s, starts that way where she breaks herself off from the Joker and then comes in Ivy and then comes in Catwoman and issues. And like they kind of, but she, it's, I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted on this because on the one hand, if that is what they're doing and this movie is going to be about breaking her off from the Joker, that's great. And I like the idea that it's going to be a female-centric movie and it's going to be women helping her get out of it. I love that. However, I also love the story where she does it on her own. and comes to that realization on her own and is like, oh, this dragon's going to fucking kill me.
Right.
I should get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get do my too. Own shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then it turns into this whole thing where, like, she starts, she's like, I'm going to start my own criminal empire and gets her own henchmen and gets her own hideout and gets her own shit.
Exactly.
Like, I love that.
Yeah. Because this feels like it's going to be conflicted. Like, and plus, like, which side of the coin are we getting from Harley right now? Are we getting the, you know, the empowered crime boss Harley? Or are we getting the, okay, you know, I got a soft spark in my heart right now, I'm going to be good Harley? And then how it conflicts with those characters, which, I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, like, at least that part could bring some tension. Like, hey, y'all help me, you know, like, get out of this, you know, crazy situation. Or at least you supported me and were there for me when I needed y'all. But I've just, you know, in light of that, I've decided this is the person that I want to be. And it kind of conflicts with who we are together. I mean, that sounds interesting, at least.
I think, like, that's what we do as comic book movie fans. When we get these shitty premises where we know, like, it's probably going to fundamentally ruin the story, we end up coming up and fabricating
better ones.
Oh, like, oh, no, clearly they're going to go this route.
Yeah. Right.
And then they're not. And then we have Venom.
Oh.
Well, what I do want to point out and what I do think is important to remember while we're having this brainstorming session that is very good is that we're talking out of our ass because we're doing all this based on a title.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we don't know anything.
No.
So I'm trying to calm myself down about this.
No.
Like, all we have is a title.
No.
We don't know.
Get hyped again.
Lost Sheep in chat just spelled Jack Nicholson's name wrong.
So, what do we think about the Deadpool trailer that just came out? So, I guess you guys already knew about it. I felt the fool when I brought it up. Like, oh, there's this brand new Deadpool movie they're dropping on us. You guys are like, oh, they announced this 4 months ago. But it's like a Deadpool Christmas movie? Is that what
No, it's not Deadpool. It's Deadpool 2 PG-13.
Wait,
that's
what?
All it is. It's a PG-13 version of Deadpool
2. Yeah, it's just a different
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I couldn't figure out why you're so excited.
I thought this was an original storyline with Fred Savage.
No.
They're going to wrap it like that. So basically, it's going to, like, the movie's going to start off with him, like, telling Fred Savage about the movie, and then he's going to be editing it to make it PG-13 as he tells it, and then that will reflect
they're
the
kind
of
yeah.
the movie.
Like Princess Bride.
That's
the
right.
grandpa's
yes.
reading
yes.
the son.
Oh
the
my
yeah.
god, that
that's
is
why
not,
I couldn't figure out why you were excited.
That
about
was
this.
Not made clear to me. I thought this was like an original, like like on the tail end of filming Deadpool.
That's why
2,
I was saying like you're all hype about the trailer, and I was like, I got more enjoyment out of that trailer than I would get out of this movie.
Yeah, you're
100%
right. Wow,
they're just re-releing Deadpool 2 as a PG-13 movie so they can make more money off of it from kids and from parents who wouldn't take their kids to see it before.
The balls on this studio to do that.
Right?
I didn't even think that was fathomable that that's an option.
Yeah.
I'll watch it when it comes on like HBO or Netflix or something.
Why?
Like that.
It's like watching something like a good movie on Comedy Central.
I'm like, curious.
You're gonna get
a couple
extra jokes.
I'm curious to see like what they change, like what they take out, and if they like put in extra stuff. Like the Up scene when he was like, I loved you in Up. Like, that's not in the actual movie. So they clearly add things. So I'm curious to see what they change and add.
Yeah,
but I don't want to pay for
it. And because like taking out scenes that made it R, they have more room for deleted scenes that may not have made it R.
Yeah,
because
that's one of the things that they said. They said that it's only going to be so much shorter because they're editing it and there is going to be additional content to try to help kind of fill it out. So it'll probably be some stuff that didn't make it before it. And obviously some stuff that they had just shot. I'm going to see it, so I'll let you guys know.
What I want is the opposite. I want the reverse. I want the R-rated version of Venom. Give us that.
I want an NC-17 rated Deadpool.
I want unrated Deadpool.
You said you wanted the opposite.
Right, unrated.
What else we got in the news?
Nintendo being a dickhead.
Okay, I think we have a conflict of interest.
Yeah, Nintendo's kind of being a dickhead.
I think this is you continuing whatever. I don't know what Nintendo did to you. I don't know who hurt you.
Okay,
maybe this is
thing.
How I imagine it. You were young Emma Skies, and you walk up to maybe some friends. You were at maybe a daycare or something like that, and there were some kids playing on a Nintendo system, maybe Mario Kart 64.
Where do you think I went to daycare that there were video games? This isn't Beverly Hills.
The fact that you think you have to go to Beverly Hills to go to a... All right, anyways, you go up to these children, they're playing the game, and they say something mean to you, don't want to share, and then you just hold some grudge against Nintendo. How accurate?
Not even a little.
You should write children's books. What?
Look,
what
so happened? Here's the thing. Here's the real thing about Nintendo being a dickhead life. On this, and how I know that there's some truth to that. Curtis agreed with me.
Yeah.
And Curtis likes Nintendo a lot.
I do, but they do things like this.
So okay,
Nintendo is an asshole about intellectual property rights.
They are literally the prince of video games, like to where you're suing your own fans.
Say Nintendo in a YouTube video, they will copyright claim you and demonetize your shit and take all your money.
Yeah, like granted, this is the same company.
You can't be letting people talk shit.
Where Smash was going to give the proceeds to like the Smash community was going to give the proceeds to like some organization like donating, and they're like, yeah, you can't even stream at Evo. Don't even stream Melee. This is that same company.
So, okay, what is this? What's the context of this
what
story?
What happened is that there is a couple in Arizona, Jacob and Christian Mathias, who ran emulator sites.
Okay, that's bad.
Which we know are illegal.
That's very bad.
So they ran emulator sites that were very popular. They had two Love ROMs and Love Retro, and basically just gave away, like they weren't selling them, but they gave away Nintendo content.
So they were making money.
They were making money off of ad revenue.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what kills me about this is clearly Nintendo's allowed to do this because I won't say they won the lawsuit because they didn't. They settled. The lawsuit was settled. They are allowed legally to do this, but it doesn't mean they're not an asshole for it. These people were taking content that in certain things can't get anymore because Nintendo doesn't give you options for playing these games. Super, super old games that you just can't do.
But
anymore.
Here we go. That is well within their rights.
If they have the license. I didn't say that it's illegal
so
for them to do
this. So you're glorifying, you're turning these pirate website criminals into heroes. Like they're anti-heroes. You're treating them like Batman.
Well, Batman is a criminal.
I feel like I didn't say any of that.
You did. You're painting them in this light that why ever would Nintendo want to stop these people from making profiteering off of illegal activities, off of stuff you own?
They're the Robin Hood.
Yeah, this
they're
is
Robin Hood.
Hood
of video games.
You're painting them as Robin Hood.
If Nintendo, if this was the only time they'd ever done something like this, or if this was the only time they went after individuals, like that might be a thing. If Nintendo didn't have a history of being an asshole about copyright and not letting anybody use their content in any way, good or bad,
the Beatles,
then that'd be one thing.
The Beatles did the same thing. When they had their music, maybe it was Michael
John
Jackson.
John Lennon's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson bought their
own stand
catalog.
By that.
Led Zeppelin the same way. Like some of these bands, it's their music. It's their art. They created it, so they don't want people profiting off of it or pirating it or using their creativity to... for illegal activities.
And that's fine, but I'm also going to kind of call them out as a bully.
What do you mean a bully? It's their content.
It's one thing to come in and see that you're actually taking a loss, because the other thing is it's not all their content. Like, they don't own the rights to all those games. They had the license for those games to be sold on their platform initially it's only 2 years. And then because they've gotten sued because of how strict their licenses were for their content creators. Like back in the day, they would, hey, we have to have the game for this long and you have to buy this many chips from us and all this stuff. So now they're kind of flipping it back around. And I get it. Like, hey, like nobody's making money off those games anymore. And you don't own the rights to all of them. Some of them you do, but to be excessive and drop a $12 million lawsuit on some people,
that's
like
what
trying
I'm
to
doing.
Their pants off, at least just do one of two things. Give a reasonable lawsuit and then make the games that people are trying to play available.
See, that's what I'm saying. Cause Osmond in chat says the same thing I did. If these were actually available through legitimate means, that'd be one thing, but they're not.
Well,
you
they're
cannot
holding
get
it.
Some of
they're
these
holding
games.
It for creative purposes. Eventually they'll make it available, but they'll charge
How
money
do you know
for
that?
It.
You don't know that.
If everybody's already, here's the deal. This is how I'm going to put it. I agree. I support 100% my brothers at Nintendo. In fact, I'll double down. I'll sue anybody who steals my theme songs for $24 million. I'm protecting myself because as an artist, you have to. Actually, you just shared like a Twitter thing recently. And I followed the story for a little while. My wife did too, about the people who stole the logo.
Yeah, because they were assholes.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
The artist, it's like you getting mad at the artist. So here's we'll paint the picture real quick. So go ahead, you do it because it was your story. So tell like break down the stealing of that logo.
Oh, so to make a long story short, an artist, Sugarbone, made this really cute girl gang logo years and years and years ago, and it came to her attention recently that there is a company in the UK that stole her artwork and used it as a logo and branded their entire business that's built on supporting women with her stolen artwork. She approached them about it. They were assholes about it, and it kind of blew up, and it was the whole thing.
Yeah, and so from your perspective, because I saw your comments on it, you were supporting the original artist who had created it. It's not right that these strangers from the UK just steal it and profit off of a logo that someone made many years ago.
If they had come to that artist and were like, hey, we would like to use your artwork, can we pay you to do this? That'd be great. If these people went to Nintendo and were like, hey, we want to give you money for these games, Nintendo would be like, nah, we don't, no, you can't play
yeah,
those.
And then say they do it anyways. It's like, it's the same situation. It's apples to apples, except you have something against Nintendo because when you were five, someone bullied you at the daycare when you were trying to play Mario Kart, and they said, no, you're weird.
And my guys, go play Dolphin.
Go play
Sega.
With the PlayStation kids.
No, I don't care about Nintendo, and Nintendo has a history of being an asshole about copyright.
I mean, the fact that they go after people who just stream their games. I mean, that's advertising.
Nintendo is a multi-billion dollar company that goes after individuals for millions of dollars.
They didn't get that way by being pushovers.
You know, you know the one thing I took away from this story?
What's that?
Is, Emma, you and I have to take down our Corey theme song website before he finds it.
Yeah, please do, because 24 million. You will go to jail.
You know how you know that's fake? Is because you think I would ever have a website glorifying Corey's theme song.
Not glorifying. We're just...
Is it the opposite?
Yeah.
Kind of. You build a website to detract.
Making fun of, defaming.
Yeah. That's all. It's what it is.
Okay, you think I would ever want to put time into these songs?
Here's what the website is. It's you can get the theme songs, but it's a Emma and Webb commentary track over it where we critique the song.
But I don't want to listen to it again.
Emma, just go with the bit.
It doesn't make sense.
She can't even do that.
There's no logic there.
I will make a theme song.
I'm a Ravenclaw. It doesn't make sense.
There's stuff in the works for a new Emma-proof theme song that you will have to love.
Emma-proof.
I promise.
I like this.
Yeah.
I'm up for Emma-proof.
Do we have any bang bites?
Emma-proof is going to kick Emma out of the room.
Talk about Facebook. Crashing.
Oh, for you only, though.
No, it went down for everybody. It went down for everybody yesterday. And then after 4 p.m., well, not everybody, but it went down for like the majority of the world. And then at 4 p.m. yesterday, they're like, oh, yeah, it's all fixed. Everybody's fine. 5:30, mine goes down. And it's not come back yet.
And did you try uninstalling and reinstalling?
I did. I tried that. I tried logging out, logging back in. It doesn't matter what computer I'm on. It what's weird is it's giving me an existential crisis because I've been like, I don't need Facebook, whatever. But now that I can't access Messenger, I'm like getting kind of FOMO. I'm like, what are you guys talking about without me? I'm like texting you guys, hey Corey, what's going on in the group chat?
I have 100 fucking text messages.
Yes. Because we're all talking in group chat. Because I don't know what's happening
on
Facebook.
This is why I hate text messages. If you want to bang bites, Sony Pictures Marvel has a couple release dates for movies we don't know about yet.
Oh.
In 2020, we're going to get at least 2 Sony Marvel movies. So I guess we're not done with these.
No.
We got July 10th, 2020 and October 2nd, 2020.
They'll tap out soon.
Yeah. They'll run out of
steam. I guarantee you one of those is Venom 2.
Yeah, it probably is.
Well, everybody listening to the podcast, we just want to thank you all for being a part of our extended BGB family. And we want to encourage you guys to spend time with your family this Thanksgiving. I'm looking so forward to Thanksgiving this year. I feel like work has been stressful. I feel like we're always busy, and it's time to stop, hang out with your family, eat some turkey. Do you guys have Thanksgiving plans, Emma's guys?
I actually do now, because it turns out my family's not ditching me. Well, not all of them. My sister's going to be here.
You said you were prepping turkey tonight?
Like, I
am. Are you cooking?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, you?
Yeah.
Do you cook?
No.
Oh, this is gonna
you
be
make tacos.
Yeah.
So go to Emma's Instagram.
You make tacos.
Turkey tacos.
Emma's Instagram stories are going to be lit when she ruins this turkey.
How dare you? This is going to be great. I've made Thanksgiving dinner with my mom before. This is going to be just the same, just without my mom doing everything.
Follow Emma's Instagram stories because her house will be on fire.
No. I'm not deep frying it. It'll be fine.
You'll find a way.
Google. Hey, Siri, can I microwave a turkey?
Yes, you can.
David Webb, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, man?
Just hanging out with family, staying in town, not traveling. So, yeah, should be fun.
Do you do any of the cooking?
No.
Smart.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Smart man.
No, just, I know my skill levels and my skills, and that's not one of
them. Do you do the cleaning then?
Yeah.
Good.
Curtis.
Yeah, man, hanging with the fam, staying in town. Everybody's coming up to Sacramento. So yeah, should be a good time. No cooking. I can burn water, so we won't do that. But I will be keeping the kids entertained so they're not bothering the people that are cooking. And yeah, I'm always down to clean up. If they do need some help with cooking, though, I will cook. I wanted to take a moment to say real quick, because I know most of the time you do this and it's corny, but we didn't do this. But I want to say that thank you guys. I'm very thankful on this Thanksgiving for my VGB fam. You guys brought me in, let me do the shows with you guys, let me help out. Help me not be a hermit just stuck in my room working and playing video games all day, or playing guitar or listening to Prince. So thanks for Emma and for David and for Corey. Appreciate you guys.
Aww.
And we're thankful as a whole to everybody who listens to this show, whether it is right here in the Twitch channel or whether you guys listen in on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify. It really helps make a difference. It keeps us going, being creative, using this outlet to do the things we love to do and talk about the things we like to talk about. And it's just, I'm surprised every week when we start the show and people are in the chat. So I appreciate that. I appreciate everything from you guys. That's it. I think that's our show. We're going to do a very small, if any, after show at all, because it is the holiday and we got to get to our families and get all that stuff going. So for the real David Webb, Curtis Fisher, Emma Skies Cosplay, my name is Corey, saying you've just been turkeyed.